PFT Media.
You guys are ready. I'll start the queen.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
That's right, everybody. It's the Devils in the Details coming to you from the Cinema Crespo Diso Studios. Pedro Lima, Dandy Dan Perella.
Howdy.
Super producer Chris Crespo playing with the buttons.
What's up?
Tell him, Freddy. For 3.5 more years, right?
We're still counting down. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, listen. This is the show that's eats. It's we're the quickest to condemn Nazis and white supremacists.
We're pretty quick on it.
You know how fast this is? Watch this. Hey, Daniel, what do you think about white supremacists and Nazis?
I don't like them.
You see how fast that was? It's 101. It's basic. It shouldn't take you 2 days. Especially and okay, listen. Little side note. We record these shows. We record two episodes.
Two episodes a month, I think.
Two episodes every other week, something like that.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah. That's what we're shooting for. And because we're busy, we're family men.
We got stuff to do.
We got things to do.
Yes.
That's right. And
life is hard.
Yes.
And so is scheduling.
I wish I had your life, Crespo. I really do.
Oh, God.
I'll take yours.
Oh. No.
you think so?
It sounds good on paper.
Grass is greener on the other side.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always
so,
a thing.
Yeah. We'll probably be talking about some little current events that already passed and stuff like that.
Yes.
But it's our podcast, so we do whatever the fuck we want. So that's how it goes. Mark that one.
3 minutes in.
So it shouldn't take you 2 days to condemn Nazis or white supremacists.
No.
Especially if you're going to go into your lobby, your golden lobby, and say that you watched this very closely, more closely than all of the media.
Right. Of course.
And it still took you 2 days. And you can even condemn them. You had to say, there's some good Nazis. And there's some bad Nazis. I don't know. What's a good Nazi?
I think his name was Oscar Schindler.
Was he a Nazi?
Or Sergeant Schultz. Sergeant Schultz was a good Nazi,
right? A good Nazi?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise and Valkyrie?
Valkyrie was a good Nazi. Colonel Klink.
Ratzinger, the Pope, the last Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Ratzinger, yeah. The Hitler last youth. Pope, absolutely. Yeah. Right, so... Yeah.
I stand corrected, Trump. You're right.
Yeah, there's some good Nazis out there. Yeah. Three of them were fictional.
Hey, the Nazi that cried when Roberto Benigni...
there we go.
Yeah. Let him play with the kids.
Oh, and the whole Von Trapp family.
The Von Trapp... Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
They fled the Nazis.
You know what? My apologies.
Helping them, yeah.
Yeah, my apologies, Mr. President. There's good Nazis out there. So, yeah, you know what? He might have a point. He went rogue, B. He went rogue.
So rogue. They had a script ready for him.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
I don't know how to read. I don't do a Trump impression, so just deal with it, all right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to read. I'm going to wing this. Just give me the bullet points.
Hey, you know what? You know who else had slaves? George Washington had slaves.
Yeah. You don't like George Washington? You don't like the quarter?
Yeah.
You don't want the quarter now? You want to get rid of the quarter and the dollar?
Let's get rid of everything.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
Turn it all down.
Thomas Jefferson. What do you think about him, huh? You like his tweets? You like his tweets? What are you talking about?
Who's TF done? Whatever. He went full dad taking everything away from your room. You're like, you're grounded. You don't like this? I'll take this away too. You don't like dinner? Fine, I'm taking the stove out of the kitchen. He went full crazy dad.
He went, yeah, dude. Oh, it's, you know what, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna miss it when this is over. But it's gonna be a point where I get to tell my grandkids, yeah, we really let a lunatic.
We had, I think, maybe he's diabetic and nobody's told him. I really think he needs a sandwich before every press conference or something.
Marla, what's his insulin?
It's just.
It's not Marla. What the hell is his, the chick's name? The new one?
Hope Hicks.
This is wife.
Melania.
Melania.
Melania. Yeah.
The vampire queen.
They had to. They have. I'm gonna add a couple of A's to an Italian city. That's a name.
Melania.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh man. And I haven't seen the Vice video that people have been posting and stuff like that. But I did see that Nazi guy cry. That was adorable.
I like it when Nazis cry.
I love it when people cry after they get busted for a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just shows you what level of bitchness they are in. They are in. It's uh-huh. just... If you're gonna do it, I mean, stand by your ground. Be like Trump. Trump does shit,
yeah.
And he stands by.
No apologies.
Yeah, he tries it.
He tries.
But he tries to say
apologies. He does one of those apologies where it's like you have to admit you're wrong too, though.
Yeah.
For the apology to be acceptable, you know, it's the wife apology.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, but you did.
Shouldn't have set this up for me to get angry at you. Yeah,
I admit, I should have not hit you.
Right,
but you should have not burnt that spaghetti.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, he's.
Oh man, so I was catching up then to the last episode, and I apologize for ruining
which went everywhere. Yeah,
the Cobra Kai dude. Mm-hmm. Yelling sweep the leg and stealing his thunder. And but you gotta admit, the guy was not.
It's really hard to explain to actors
what you want.
Not what you want, because they don't know the difference between the camera or a theater stage versus a wrestling crowd. Like, for wrestling, the acting has to be sped up. It has to be a different style of acting when you get out into that ring. Josh Peterzdorf got it. You know, he figured it out. Oh, he was
on point. Dude, that guy was... That's right. The voice...
Which one's that one?
He's the voice of Roadhog from Overwatch.
The video game guy. He was just the voice, but he was so into it.
He played to the crowd perfectly.
Oh, he did. He did Razor Ramon stuff. He was like all over the place.
He was... You can tell he's a fan. And then I told you that Kesey guy just decided... He just figured, I'll do Shakespeare in the plate. They're going to eat it up.
And they did not.
No.
And they liked the fact that Martin Cove was out there, of course.
They liked it.
They liked it.
A little bit.
They liked it better when Satan won the belt, though.
Yes. Satan. Mr. Satan.
Mr. Satan won the belt, of course.
Mr. Satan.
Heavyweight champion. Martial arts champion of the world.
Also, speaking of wrestling, our thoughts to the Flair family on the passing of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I think he... very manly. It was the first heel that I really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? You knew to love the bad guy with him.
Yeah. He was, one of the best promos. Saturday night on TBS. The mothership. Catch it at 8:05. They love to mess around with that 8:05.
8:05, mothership. On the mothership, pay window. But yeah, so, Flair was fantastic.
He was great. The Four Horsemen was the premier stable. Mm-hmm. So
he was great. He is great.
Well, that, we're just thank you for everything you've done. Uh-huh. Now, if he's not dead,
remember these are pre-recorded people.
Yeah. So if he's not dead, then hey, get well, Ric Flair. You know, you've always been a cool heel since I was little. Love watching you. On the mothership.
Absolutely. We can't wait for you to be back to the pay window.
Yeah, here you go.
So, are we going to do one if he fully recovers?
Let's do one
now. Okay. So, Ric Flair! Yes, amazing recovery!
That's fantastic.
Back on his feet.
Great news.
Oh, man.
For Ric Flair.
The nature... Can't keep him down.
Can't. That man just keeps up. He did the Flair flop.
Yep.
Everybody got... Oh!
At two!
Yeah! Came back.
Kipped up.
Put some color on it.
And there we go.
And he's back on the wheels. Uh-huh.
Putting death in that figure four.
Can't wait. Yes. Can't wait to see it.
All right.
All right. So we covered all the bases there with the Ric Flair. All right. So classes in session. Man, I hit the yeah, thing. There you go. We're good? All right. Good. Dan,
yeah.
What's on the tabernacle this week?
The history of Latin America.
Oh!
A little bit of the insight of kind of the origins of why Latin America is sort of how it is today.
Okay.
A lot of history, socioeconomic problems, which led it to eventually becoming the developing country it is rather than the superpower it could have been.
And Latin America is not Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic.
It can be.
That's not the Latin, though.
It's grouped in there. It's this weird border of North America and Latin America.
I don't know, man, because there's people that get offended. I'm not Latin because Latin is the Mexico.
Ah, that's Honduras, another thing here. Yeah,
that whole strip, and then there's Hispanic, but then the South American people don't like that one.
Well, there is a definition. There is a difference between Hispanic and Latino.
Okay.
And the definition by anthropologists and historians and stuff is essentially Hispanic is anyone from the New World that was colonized by a Spanish-speaking country.
So that would be?
That would be
Cuba. Dominican Republic.
Right. Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Latino.
Florida.
What? Whereas a Latino is someone who comes from an area of the New World that was colonized by any of the Latin-speaking countries. So Portugal or France all qualify. So technically...
Haiti.
Haitians are Latino.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not Hispanic, but they're Latino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could countries have both?
Absolutely. Yeah,
because they have people who are showing up at ports at the same time hundreds of years ago, right?
What about Aruba? Do you have any info on Aruba? Because they speak Papagayo, they speak Dutch, they speak...
They are not Latino because the Dutch are not from the Latin base.
So what are they?
They are essentially...
Rogue
Europeans? Yeah, they're kind of on their own. Yeah, they're kind of like this Dutch Antilles group here, probably island, you know. But they're not Hispanic and they're not Latino. So a Hispanic can be a Latino, but not every Latino can be Hispanic.
Me and Crespo looked at each other. It's like...
One more time.
Go.
An Hispanic can be Latino, but not every Latino can be Hispanic.
Okay.
So yes, it's anybody who was colonized by Spain, Portugal, or France.
It's Latino.
So Iberian. Right,
Portugal, anything Spain. Iberian and who has their language derived from Latin.
That's Latino.
Right.
Mexicans are Latinos.
Correct.
Puerto Ricans are Latino.
Puerto Ricans are Latinos.
Is that a kid? Am I hearing a kid?
That is a cat that I'm going to make sure we won't hear anymore.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
It's a Crespo cat. It's a Crespo Diso cat. Does it have a name, this cat? Hold up, Crespo.
It's
come back
the,
here.
Is this in the attic?
No.
Is this one of your attic friends?
Oh, he's going to kill the cat.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
We're just going to hear... That's it. Okay.
I have so many questions about this cat. I'm into the whole Latino thing.
Yeah, no, but...
But this cat...
Random cat that he's going to deal with.
You can't be just bringing animals. Oh, you know what it is? He did post that he wants to do an animal show.
Oh...
I think this is our time to audition for that animal show.
Are we going
to
pull our best Jack Hanna out?
I think we got this down.
Okay. Right.
So what's the deal with this cat?
Oh, it's Drew's cat.
Is Drew's... Did he find this cat?
No, it has a name and everything. I just never bothered to learn it.
It's cat. It's still going great. Is it in the heat?
No, it's gone. It's gone.
All right. Yeah, because I know you posted something that you wanted to have a pet show on the network.
Oh yeah, UHF style. We're gonna have a pet, some sort of
so
animal.
Me
show.
And Dan are gonna audition now for that pet.
Are you guys
show.
Into it?
Yeah, might as well. We'll throw some pet facts after this.
We need stuff for the PFTV thing? For the YouTube channel. We'll plug the YouTube channel.
Oh hell yeah, we'll do some Badges, badges, badges.
Stay on target. All right, here we go. Stay on target. Thank you.
There we go.
Latin and Hispanic. All right, so lesson begins.
Okay, so of course we're going to start off with the, you know, the earliest, the pre-Columbian. Okay.
Okay. Pre-Columbian?
Pre-Columbian. As before Columbus arrived.
This is Columbus. Okay.
Right. Not before Columbia is established.
Okay. I just want to see.
I mean, technically it is before Columbia is established, but pre-Columbian meaning before Columbus arrives.
Okay.
Okay. So you have your little tribes all throughout. And interestingly enough, none of the tribes actually mingled with each other that much. Okay. A little trading here and there, but it wasn't like the mass trading that Asia and Europe were constantly mixing. That's why all the languages and religions and technology mixed.
And when you're talking tribes, we're talking about the big, the three, Aztecs, Mayans,
and Incas. Yeah, we're talking Aztec, Mayans, and Incas, but we're also talking like the little ones, the Tlaxcala, the Toltec in Mexico. And then you have the Guarani around the Brazil.
Okay. And then I saw that Mel Gibson movie, so I think I'm pretty well versed about them.
And then, of course, you got the Caribbean. You've got your three main tribes in the Caribbean: the Siboney, the Carib, and the Arawak. Mm-hmm. And the Arawak is the larger tribe where the Taíno tribe comes from, as like a subgroup.
Taíno, but okay.
Yeah, right.
Taíno.
Taíno.
Thank you. That's the Puerto Rican ones.
Right. So yeah, essentially. You're a subgroup of the Arawak tribe.
Okay.
So that's where they are. In the Caribbean, you're looking at maybe less than 1 million people in the entire Caribbean before Columbus gets there.
Okay.
Very small hunter-gatherer societies. So, of course, Columbus gets there.
He gets where first?
The Bahamas.
Bahamas is
he arrives first. In San Salvador in the Bahamas. That's
some Dominicans have claimed that was the first place that he
he's on his second voyage. But his first voyage is right in the Bahamas.
Oh, Rihanna gets the honor.
Mm-hmm. He arrives there, and he's looking for India, as we all know.
Okay.
So he gets there. He sees brown people. He assumes he's in India. Because this is the type of guy we're dealing with here. Like this is
the Trump before Trump.
Right. He's like, I see palm trees. I see brown people.
Yeah.
I'm in India. And I'm sailing west. So you know what? These are called the West Indies. Even though geographically that would not make sense. But he's going to call it the West Indies. So you've got.
Wow, he was so lost. He was so. And he did not want to take that L.
No.
He just said, no. It's West Indies.
It's West Indies. And of course, he's Italian, so it was the first Guido Beach. Let's say that, okay? This is the first Guido Beach.
He parked his IROC canoe
right
down the shore.
All right. So he gets back there. Tells the queen and king of Spain, hey, I found this area.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, I found this little Palm Beach, little brown people.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nice.
So he goes there three more times, and he's made governor of the West Indies.
Okay.
And does absolutely squat with the area. They were expecting him to turn it into this big profitable thing. But all he does is just sleep with whatever woman he wants and kill natives.
Well, I mean, that's... Okay, first of all, you hired a dude to discover the place.
Right.
Not to run it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This is the difference between an explorer and an administrator.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to ask the boat guy, give me a lift.
Right.
The Uber guy, give me a lift to the airport and fly the plane. No, wait, what? No.
So Columbus is a complete failure as an administrator. Gets syphilis and dies.
From the Bahamas.
That's the trade-off in this New World exchange here.
Okay.
Syphilis did not exist in the Old World until the New World was discovered.
Wait. Okay, so he goes Bahamas.
All right.
How many days he gets there to catch the clap?
Actually, he doesn't get the clap in the Bahamas. I believe he gets it in the Hispaniola area.
Oh, Dominicans.
Yeah.
Rep up.
And those Dominicans, actually, they were the Carib tribe at this point.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the Caribbean is named after. They were the most aggressive tribe. They were known as cannibals.
And clap carriers.
Okay. So just, Caribs really just...
They were cannibals for real?
They were well, not daily, but they would eat the flesh of their rivals to make themselves more fearsome and everything.
Okay.
And everything. So they would eat their prisoners of war.
Well, I know Taínos used to play soccer with the decapitated heads. So I'm not saying that we're above some savagery, but...
Okay. So yeah, and they used tobacco as currency, the Caribs as well.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that was their thing. So those
they have a picture on it. Just the straight up leaf.
Just the straight up leaf, man. Okay. Those Dominican cigars have been around for a while.
How did they get change? Any change back, or would it be like, yo, that's gonna cost me three leaves?
kind of like that. Just here's a bunch of the leaves for whatever.
So they rounded up.
Yeah.
See, United States, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need pennies.
No, just the leaves.
All right.
Just figure it out. All right. So the Caribbean is, at this point, is considered a lost cause. We're looking at about 1508. Okay.
Okay. Why is it considered a lost cause?
There's no gold, there's no silver, and they can't make a profit.
And that's the only reason they came. Oh, okay.
They thought where they were going to India for spices and everything like that.
Oh, that curry.
Right. They didn't want, and they didn't have any of it in there. And at this point, the Caribbean, North America, South America has nothing.
The adobo's not even invented yet.
Nothing. You think of a normal Caribbean dish, okay? Uh-huh. What's in a normal Caribbean dish? And here are the following things that do not exist in the New World until the Europeans get there. Rice, chicken, pork, beef, beans.
Wait. Wait.
Yes.
Those items you just said.
Correct.
Non-existent.
Did not exist until the Europeans got there.
So what did we...
Or sugar. No sugar.
Okay, yeah, I can... Okay. Mm-hmm. What? Sugar canes. There's sugar canes.
Now there is.
There were no sugar canes before?
Enter administrator number two.
Okay. All right.
So this King of Spain gets his own guy, Nicolas de Ovando.
Wait, so these savages... Not savages, I'm sorry. So these guys are eating what? Like armadillos, eagles, and stuff?
Spiders and fish.
Spiders?
Spiders for protein and fish.
Spiders?
Yeah. Big old banana spiders and such.
The
big ones.
Yeah. Oh, the big, like tarantula type deals.
Yeah, for the protein.
No. Crap.
And just a big fish and fowl diet for the most part. Whatever was flying in the air, they could ever capture. I mean, on the mainlands, they had fish. Llamas and tapir.
But chicken. They ate chicken?
No chicken yet.
You just said fowl.
For anything flying up there, like seagulls.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. All right, so they eat a bird.
Yeah, they eat a bird up there, a seabird or something, but there's no chicken yet.
Me and my kid were talking about, it's like, who's the first guy that was brave enough to eat a chicken? And then who's the one that said, you know what? If you fry this... even better.
Well, like a lobster was the first one that was like, I'm going to eat that.
I'm going to eat that giant cockroach.
Yeah, that thing crawled out of the ocean. Let's eat it.
Yeah, it's all slimy. There's nothing because you got to boil it so that way it gets...
Yeah, then you got to like get through the shell. How do you even... You got to be hungry.
Yeah, dude. You know so how many hungry. Chipped tooths you
get? Uh-huh. You got to boil it and everything. Yes. Yeah.
They didn't even boil it. Just grabbed it. All right.
So they bring in the Ovando. All right.
Another Italian.
No, this is Spaniard.
Wait. So Columbus...
He's out.
Columbus, Italian.
Yeah.
But not an Italian name. Hmm. And then we got...
Nicolas de Ovando.
De Ovando.
Okay.
Italian sounding.
Sound, but he's a Spanish boy. He's King Ferdinand's kind of trusted guy.
Okay.
Send him out there. He's like, look, Columbus screwed this up. Find some way to make a profit off this place.
Shouldn't I ever hire those Italians?
Exactly.
Put a tank top and got into boats. Go fix this.
It's got spaghetti stains all over. Yeah,
go fix this, Chico.
Yep. So he gets over there, and he realizes the soil and temperature and everything like that is exactly the same type of temperature as India and all the other places that they want the spices. So he starts bringing that over and starting the plantations in the Caribbean.
So he thinks also he's in India. Oh, he knows he's not
by
in
now
India?
They know it's no longer India.
Oh, they... Okay.
Originally, I thought it was the West Indies until the maps came back.
Who broke the news?
Okay, the Germans.
Of course.
The Germans. So the maps... Columbus's map maker guy was called Amerigo Vespucci.
Uh-huh.
And he sends the maps back of what they're drawing. He's like, hey, this is India. And the German scholars start going there, and they're like, this is not right. Because they have maps of India. And they're just like, nope, what you've discovered is something completely different.
Nah, they're just hating, B. They're hating, B.
So they were like, this is completely different. And in honor of Vespucci, who drew the maps, they called it America.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. By
Was Columbus alive when they broke the news?
No. He thought he died thinking he found India.
Was Vespucci alive when they broke the news?
I believe he was in his last year or so.
Yo, f*** your map, dude!
Still had a whole...
Mark that one. Your map ain't jack.
Right. So, yeah, the Germans blow it off. And they figure it out.
Okay.
So, we have America.
So we're back to
De Ovando.
De Ovando, go.
So, De Ovando sets up, and he's now governor of the Caribbean. And he starts bringing in sugar cane, bringing in the tobacco plantations, bringing in the pigs and the horses and all that stuff.
Okay.
And he brings his two lieutenants because the problem is all this stuff is very labor intensive and they don't want to pay anyone.
Oh, so he needs muscle.
So we need to round up some natives and force them to work their own lands.
Uh-huh.
So he brings in his two best skullcrackers to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Hernan Cortez.
Yep.
And Juan Ponce de Leon. So these are our two headcrackers to make sure.
The motivators.
Yes.
The motivators.
Cortez gets Cuba. Ponce de Leon gets Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And Diovando stays in Hispaniola. And basically is, find out who's not cooperative, behead them in front of their wives and children,
mm-hmm.
and get them to work the plantations.
It's funny because when I was in Puerto Rico, I remember this vividly. I think I was in third or fourth grade.
Right.
And we were learning about, you know, the Spaniards, how mm-hmm. they treated the Taino Indians. And whenever a Taino Indian would escape, what they would do is they would slice the bottom of their feet so that way they couldn't run away.
Yeah.
Oof. They wouldn't die.
Right.
But they wouldn't be able to run away.
Kind of a Kunta Kinte mm-hmm. sort of a...
Yeah. Oh, dude. Right. Just every time I would think about it, just... You know
how many statues and streets you got of that?
Ponce? We got a city name after him. It's amazing.
Tear it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send in Antifa. They'll get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah. Pull it down. So...
So he got the his crackers are killing.
Okay. Know?
And the Caribbean starts pulling a profit.
Yeah.
And the King of Spain is happy. So we have that going on. But now Cortez wants more than that.
Oh, what does he want?
He wants gold.
Where's he going to get it? There's no gold in none of these stupid islands.
He hears that there is a big empire to
and
the
by
west.
By stupid island, I mean every single island other than Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Puerto Rico's doing quite right. Yes. Right. I believe Ponce de Leon sets up in, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Caparra. Caparra, Caparra.
Okay.
That's his base of headquarters, okay. essentially. I don't know if that's a big a city or not. Nowhere, huh? So
doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
But then I'm pretty sure when my Puerto Rican friend listens to this podcast, I'm going to get crapped on.
It's Caparra, man. Don't you know? Yeah.
Oh, Caparra.
Caparra.
No. Now it does make sense. Yeah, there's a place called Caparra.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Caparra, yeah. Well, there we go. That was the base of operations. It was where the Iron Throne was.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That was the capital
mm-hmm.
for Ponce.
Yeah. And then, so both of them get restless, though. They want glory. Ponce, okay. as we know, in
15... PDL.
Right. Ponce in 1513 discovers St. Augustine.
So he said, I'm out of Puerto Rico. I'm going to go visit Florida, just like every Puerto Rican does.
Yes.
He overshoots Kissimmee.
Uh-huh. And just like every Puerto Rican thought there was actual money in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And is severely disappointed when he gets there.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
Except he leaves afterwards.
Okay.
So he doesn't stay in Kissimmee.
Yeah. He saw his option.
He doesn't found Point Siena or anything like that.
Which is named after him.
Right. Is it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, why not? Spanish trivia. So... Cortez goes over to the Aztec Empire in Mexico.
Oh.
That's what he hears. He's like, they tell him El Dorado, City of Gold, all that stuff.
So this is, Cortez is the ending of that Mel Gibson movie that's named that I can't think of.
Apocalypto.
He is, that's his, those are his
those
ships.
Those are his ships.
Yeah. That's the end.
Yeah.
The literal end of days for them.
So everyone, pause the podcast, watch Apocalypto, and as soon as it ends, restart the podcast.
Restart
right here.
You word.
And this mm-hmm. is the sequel. This
See?
Is the
Apocalypto
sequel right here.
This show is so interactive.
Hey, grab me one of those beers too, Pedro. I'm almost done with my...
Which one you want?
The one of the white cans, one of the good ones. OBP Vice Baby, seasonal beer, Orange Blossom Brewing.
Sponsoring spots available.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're still here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Keep going, Dan.
So Cortez is kind of bold. All right. So he leaves Cuba. He tells his guy, his second in command, yo, hold Cuba for me. I'm going to go conquer some Aztecs.
Okay.
Takes 500 men with him. Just 500.
Oh, dude. So he's the original.
Aztec Empire.
Oh, no. I was going to say the original 300.
Right.
I said 500.
500.
He's 500.
He's 500. Aztec Empire at this point is like 14 million people, okay? Just to give you perspective of the balls on this guy.
Dude, he's the one that said burn the boats.
Yes.
Which is, if every comic that listens to this podcast knows me, that's pretty much what I would tell a comic right before they go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see them that they're nervous, burn the boats.
Yep. So what he means is he lands in what's going to be Veracruz. And he burns all his ships. He's like, we're not coming back until we've conquered the Aztec Empire. And now there's no way to retreat because I've burnt all the ships.
Dude, I don't know if I really like this guy or I'm in love with this guy. But that's some heavy Spaniard balls.
Oh, yeah. And he gets there. Now, at this time, the Aztecs are a very religious people. Very, it's a theocracy that they live in.
Okay.
Okay? Sacrificing people on a daily basis to make the sun come up, that thing. Their belief is, I believe, I know the Inca word, it escapes me what the Aztec word for this god is.
I believe I can fly.
But in the Incas, it's Terracotta, I believe, is the name of the god. And it's basically their belief that this godlike figure was one day going to come. And he was going to have pale white skin because he came from the heavens. And he was going to have hair on his face. And he was going to be riding a majestic animal. And they've never seen horses before. He was going to shine like the sun. And, of course, Cortez was wearing the steel breastplate. And he was going to have fire come out of his hands.
Did he have guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when he gets there, they basically pull a Ghostbusters on him.
Shut up.
Yeah. Are you a god? But unlike Ray, he says yes. Yes.
Very smart.
They let him in.
Oh, no.
And he pulls this off for weeks. Dummies. Weeks he pulls this off.
People weeks. And he's just fooling Aztecs out there. He's like, hey, my hand hurts. Bring it over here.
And he's telling them, give me your gold. I want your gold. So, they start piling all this gold on for him and everything like that.
Look at it. I didn't have to decapitate one of them.
Not yet.
I just said yes, and I just said see.
Uh-huh. Right?
And they just bring me everything. Mm-hmm. How great it is.
So, I want a little note before we continue here, though, because there was one part I forgot. Before Cortez even gets the Aztec Empire in Mexico City, which back then was called Tenochtitlan.
Spell it. I'm fucking
Tenochtitlan is what it was called. So he finds out about the Aztecs' enemies from the Mayans after he conquered the Mayans. He just wiped out the Mayans.
Oh, so before he went to the Aztecs,
he killed all the Mayans.
Okay, so there's a prequel to this story.
Right, yeah. He wipes out the Mayans, takes some prisoners, and finds out that the Aztecs are in battle right now with a group called the Tlaxcala. I can't even spell that. So,
no.
There's an X in there.
There's many, X's and C's all over the place there.
It probably has that funky letter that they don't. Okay, I know.
So he sends some Mayan scouts to go kind of have a sit down with the Tlaxcala before he even gets to the Aztecs. So I just want to put that out there.
Hey, we got the god from Godbusters. I know you've never seen the movie because it's not out yet.
Right.
But yeah.
He's got there, right?
He's a good guy. Talk to him. The Mayans got Italian accent.
So. Yeah. Yo. We were hanging around Columbus. He taught us how to speak. What do you know?
Hey, what you got there? What's that, mace? Mace?
All right. So we're finally, people are starting to get worried in the Aztec Empire. The jig is up. They're starting to realize he's maybe not a god.
Mm-hmm.
So he holds the emperor hostage, Montezuma II. Holds him hostage.
Oh.
And it's basically like, if you want your emperor back, load all the gold on these wagons. We're leaving.
Wow.
So he basically holds the emperor hostage, gets a ton of gold, and starts heading with his men back to Veracruz.
Now, how the hell would... Okay, that's a lot of gold. Well, okay, first of all, he burned the boats.
Right.
So did he get these dummies to build them boats?
No. It gets better.
Okay, so... Oh, it's in wagons.
He's one step ahead of everyone.
Okay,
he wrote a whole book on how to conquer after this.
Jeez, he read The Art of War.
He before really did.
It came out.
He gets to Veracruz. The Aztec army is now in hot pursuit. You're talking thousands and thousands of Jaguar warriors
on jaguars.
I wish.
Like that stupid cat that Drew has. Just meow.
Yeah, no battle cats on this one. So they all get there. You know, he's let Montezuma go since then. They're all ready, thousands of Jaguar warriors with those obsidian weapons and everything like that. And they surround Cortez. They're at the beach. Well, waiting at the beach now.
Capoeira music starts. He's like, hey.
Waiting at the beach is an entire Cuban fleet that he told to arrive later on.
Shut up! Shut up! This guy's gangster! Yo! How is the movie not made? This guy is like the Walter White of conquerors.
The cannons fire. The Aztecs are decimated. They start retreating. But as they're retreating, from behind are the Tlaxcala, who finally go in and take out their old enemy.
Oh, dude, did Cortez make a side deal with the other one? Shut up! Pimp! Gangster!
Godfather!
Godfather!
And that's it. 500 men, he conquers the whole Aztec Empire.
Holy shit!
Yeah?
Let that one fly. Don't mind that one. Yo, this guy is dope.
Yeah. That's it. And that's it. Then he just conquers Mexico, calls it New Spain, and then the King of Spain starts getting gold and silver by the tons in for the next 100 years. It just flows in.
Wow, dude. Mm-hmm. The timing. The time. This is before iPhone. Like, he didn't send a text message and be like, yo, I'm going to be at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I already made a side deal with the other client that I can't even pronounce or spell.
Right.
We're going to sandwich these motherfuckers up there. Mark that one. That one. Yeah, definitely. And, dude, that's incredible. Okay, so what's PDL doing? He's going to Florida looking for the Fountain of Youth.
He looks for, doesn't find the Fountain of Youth, doesn't find gold.
So that's for me. Like, he really went.
He really does look for it and can't find anything. And he just goes back to Puerto Rico, and that's it for Ponce de Leon.
Okay.
He doesn't have the glory that Cortez gets.
Okay.
So, and you know, that's it for him.
Dude,
mm-hmm.
That Cortez guy was
and that's Cortez.
Amazing.
And then he's going to influence the next guy 13 years later, Francisco Pizarro.
Okay. Where does he go
to? He hears about the Incas down south.
So he goes one step down.
He's like, because he was hanging out. He had studied Cortez and everything like that. Mm-hmm. He had a bunch of veterans from Cortez's entourage, too. And they're going to go down and do the same thing. Except the emperor calls him out. Way ahead of time.
You're not a guy.
Yeah. He's like, no. Because he hears the stories. And all they hear is, they hear about the Spanish helmets. Uh-huh. You know, and what all the Incas are reporting to him is that, oh, they've got these pots on their heads that aren't used for cooking. And he's like, these aren't guys. These are crazy people. Yeah. So he's like, I'm not afraid of these people. So whatever. Invites his number two guy down. And basically tells Pizarro's guy, yeah, I'm bringing the fire and the fury on you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this isn't, you know what? Yeah.
This before Khaleesi and before Trump used that line.
He's like, tomorrow I'm coming in with my army, 80,000 strong. And Pizarro's only got like 200 men. So.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like, you're going
Cortez
down.
Didn't even lie about it. I'm showing up with 500. This guy goes, yeah, give me 200. I'll lie about the number. These guys don't know math.
No. No. So the next day, they're at the city of Cajamarca. Okay. Inca's emperor's name is Atahualpa, for those of you keeping track at home.
Yeah.
You know, for those of you that want to know.
Hey, whoever can email us with the spelling of every single Indian guy that Dan mentioned, you'll get some Crespedizo stickers.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we don't have stickers yet. Oh, what we got? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Send it to the... Oh, we got an email, boy!
Yeah!
It's devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com.
Nice.
But also interact with us at the Facebook at PFT Media. Pronounce...
So, here's where we get a little Game of Thronesy, Pedro.
Here we go.
I know you like this.
Dragons.
Oh, not dragons.
Oh, damn it.
So, Atahualpa and his army of 80,000 are about to pull a Prince Oberyn.
Okay.
He is so confident in his capture of Pizarro. Because he says, if I beat the gods, then I am a great ruler.
Yeah, he's the god killer.
But if I can capture the gods by no force of arms, then I am above the gods.
Oh, so he wants to do mine.
80,000 guys marching in unarmed to capture Pizarro and his men.
Okay.
So, the mountain's down.
Why do I got a feeling this is not going to end well for these lemmings?
The mountain's laying down and Prince Oberyn has turned his back.
Oh, no.
All he sees is Pizarro's priest in the center trying one last time to convert Atahualpa to Christianity.
Okay.
He gives him a Bible and says, listen to the word of God. Which he takes literally. He puts the book up to his ear because they've never seen a book before. And he's actually expecting it to.
Hello? Hello? Bye!
So, yeah. So he's like, He throws it down. And he talks about how dare you disrespect God. And then he yells out, you know, come Spaniards and wipe out these infidel dogs. And from all over, sharpshooters start raining down bullets. And then Cesaro and like 100 of his guys ride in on horseback with their rapiers. They've never seen horses before.
Oh.
And this steel cuts all through all their weapons.
Of course. What weapons? These idiots probably had brooms.
It was just a matter of just, they were just running, wicker throwing shield. Each wicker. Other, yeah. Throwing each other in front of each other to get out of it.
A giant palm tree leaf. Uh-huh. That is like, oh, this is going to protect me.
Atahualpa has people holding him up on his throne because they don't even have wheels. Okay, so they're all holding
Let's go!
And as people are getting killed with their swords and stuff, another guy runs up trying to hold the emperor up because if the emperor falls on the ground, it's over for them because that's their god emperor.
Oh, wow.
So they all just stand there. It's all getting hacked to pieces. Finally, there's no one left and the emperor's whole thing falls.
So he's losing. Wow. He's like, I lost engine 3! I lost engine 3!
And that's the...
Ralph! Ralph, get back there!
And that's the Battle of Cajamarca.
These dummies.
Yep.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Wow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way you tell the story because it just sounds like you had the guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, you had to, you dummies.
You had it.
Arrows.
Yeah.
Spears and stuff like that.
The soldiers were so scared, too, the Spanish the night before.
The priest was so arrogant. Listen to the word of God.
Yeah.
The priest probably got a couple kills in there.
Probably.
Jeez, man. Come on.
I mean, those Jesuits weren't screwing around back then.
And this area is it would be like what? The Honduras?
No, this is the Peruvian area.
The Peruvian area?
And of course, yeah, it's...
Oh, so South America.
So South America. Okay. He heads far down.
Okay.
And he sets up the city of Lima.
Ah, what's up?
Yeah.
Big ups to my city.
Uh-huh.
Not that they're named after.
Right.
That one.
Yeah, so Pizarro, who is a pig farmer from Trujillo, Spain, becomes...
Trujillo! Yeah. That's a city in Puerto Rico.
Oh, see? Yeah. You and Pizarro have a lot in
common. There you go.
It all wow. goes back around. Look,
PDL gives shout-outs to all his gangsters out there.
And so that's how the conquest goes.
Wow, mm-hmm. dude. So now, okay. So that's Peru and all that area... nobody starts messing around with Brazil or anything like that.
The Portuguese are there.
The Portuguese are there.
Yeah, but it's not as exciting as the Hispanic takeover, so I don't really mention them too yeah. much. But yeah, it's Pedro Cabral is his name. He nice. Comes in, takes Brazil.
That's it.
And that's really it.
It's mine. I get my own sort of Italian accent.
So yeah, he's a Portuguese guy, Pedro Cabral. He eventually takes in about 15-20 around there.
Wow, dude, that's... That's where the hell's my cell phone?
Oh,
there it is. Okay.
So it's the conquest of Latin America. They start, and so they, you know, so the slave trade hasn't even started yet. We're still just using natives. So right now, the Spanish have brought in.
So Cortez has now. Cortez has to use his heavies. Pizarro has his heavies.
Uh huh.
To start rounding up. Okay.
So yeah, now we've got all these. We start dividing Spain and a New Spain. And Peru and all of them.
When does New Spain...
become Mexico?
Yeah, yeah. When they rebrand that?
In 1810 is when the revolution starts.
Okay.
So we're still 300 years away from okay. Mexico being Mexico.
Okay, so New Spain.
It's New Spain, divided up. All the conquistadors come over. They start to become new lords of the area.
So New Spain goes from Mexico all the way to what?
New Spain is California.
Okay.
And Texas, all the way down to what will be Panama.
Panama!
And then for New Andalusia is the South
America. Wait, is that a festival?
New Andalusia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right next to Lollapalooza. It's right afterwards.
New Andalusia right. is what? What's New Andalusia?
That's the Colombia and Venezuela and all those okay. areas. So that gets called that.
Oh, man.
So now we've got our natives on the bottom and our pure blood Spanish on the top. Okay. And this is going to be the system for a little while until the Spanish realize something, these lords of Spain.
What happened?
Well, they bring guns and germs and all that stuff. They
bring, I thought you said Germans.
No, they bring guns and germs and steel. They make horses. They bring all that stuff. But the one thing they don't bring is women.
Oh.
But they got plenty of women, or should I say they own plenty of women.
Oh.
That can do whatever they want because they're the boss.
Rape! Bah!
And that's where we get the Mestizo race, which will soon
Mestizos,
be...
Yes.
Mestizo race. Mm-hmm. That's the birth of the Latinos.
Yep.
Is just, you know, white owner plus dark native equals tan babies. Yep. All around. And there we go. And it really was just because they forgot. They didn't bring families. They were conquerors. Oops. They didn't bring. They didn't bring the women.
So how often were they banging each other?
Whenever the mood that struck them.
That went undocumented. They don't write that down.
Whenever the mood struck them. That was it. So then you have this Mestizo class now.
So now they got the little Cervantes Jr.
Yeah, then they still have to
little Brown.
Now they still have to work the fields because they're not pure white Spaniards.
Oh, really? So his kids are like, yo,
overseers.
Okay,
you get to be the overseers.
Oh, supervisors.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you know, the boss's kid. Okay. The boss. You've dealt with that before.
Dad, you're back. Yeah.
And this is the boss's kid. He'll be a new manager.
Carl Jr.'s before the Hardy's guy shows up.
Exactly.
Dad, yay! You're back.
So we got to
hungry.
Now we got to bring in one more race into Latin America. Wouldn't it be Latin America without this rainbow of races that we have here today.
The package deal.
So
the deal. When is the deal made? Because
flash forward.
Uh huh.
To 1560, and a Franciscan monk by the name of Bartholomew de las Casas arrives.
Uh-huh.
He's of all the houses, as you can tell, and he sees how the natives are being treated. You know, they're Christians, but they're still being enslaved and everything, and they're dying from disease and everything. He's like, this is horrible. We can't do this anymore.
It's not right.
Exactly. He's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
I don't want this for my Christian people.
So he writes to King Philip II of Spain.
Okay. What you got?
He writes to the Pope.
What you got, Popey?
He's like, you can't do this anymore. And they're like, you know what? You're right. They can't handle the diseases. They can't handle the work. All Christianized natives can no longer be slaves in all Spanish-owned colonies.
Word. Aight.
Yeah. Aight. Now, the plantation owners are like, wait a second. I'm not paying anyone.
Yeah.
And they ask Bartholomew de las Casas, do you have an option? And he's like, well, they got some Africans for sale. And they're immune to our diseases.
I went to Costco.
They sell them in bulk on the Ivory Coast.
Yeah. It's weird. They come in these planks.
Uh-huh. And so that's how the slave trade starts, is the Indians were protected and the Africans got the shaft.
Now. Controversial.
Uh-huh.
Who's selling the slaves?
Ah. The Europeans are not going into the Congo with nets here. They're simply going up on the shore, and those are already packaged and ready to sold by the large African empire known as the Songhai Empire.
So the Africans are selling...
Other Africans. Yeah, but it's different
now,
tribes.
They go... Let me ask you this. Is it different tribes, or do they have like a swatch kind of thing, and they say, hey, you're too dark, you're going in...
No. It's different Africans completely. Like, no Songhai member of the empire is being sold as a slave.
Oh, okay. So this is like the different tribes kind of thing. So the weakest tribe is the one that's...
Rwanda prequel.
Don Cheadle's hiding a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you are Hutu.
Yeah. Good
Hutus do not get sold. Only the Tutsis. It's definitely other Africans. They don't really associate that idea of, we're all black together type thing at this time.
This guy is featured in that movie Amistad, right?
Amistad's a little bit later. But the Songhai Empire is gone by
then. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking... This is a Muslim African nation that was around in 1500s, early 1600s.
Muslims.
Yeah,
Donald Trump.
They're bringing slaves.
Yeah. Breaking news. Okay, so he's selling them out there. Because in the movie Amistad, it gets to a point, it's like, hey, we got too much weight in this boat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that horrible scene where they just
toss them.
Toss them out.
Yeah, that did happen when they had too much weight in the boat. But usually about 15% of every cargo died of disease anyway. So they kind of were able to throw out the dead guys before they needed to actually throw live cargo.
Before even the whole DNA kind of thing of Ancestry.com.
Right.
I do know a little bit about my history.
Okay.
And my great-great-grandmother was a Nigerian slave that was in Puerto Rico.
That would make sense. A lot of them came from, a lot of the slaves came from the West Coast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be it.
So it came, I know that one of the ports was in Cuba. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico had another port where the slaves came out there. My great-great-great-grandmother was one of those.
So okay. You're saying you're part Nigerian?
Yes.
So you're saying the Nigerian prince thing may actually apply to you?
They
found them.
Yeah,
they found you. That bank account's yours.
She had, it's funny because my grandmother used to give me this envelope and said, listen, I need you to give this envelope to 10 other people and tell them that they won a lot of money. Tell them there's $10 in there.
You pass it on. Mm-hmm. Well done.
So, so that's it. Very interesting. So now they have these Africans in here. Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Africans in New Spain, Africans in, and this is, now is when this is when the pot starts getting.
Oh, yeah. And 80% of all the slaves brought over to America were sent to the Caribbean or Brazil. And it shows.
Yes.
So not as many as in Mexico because they were a little bit more resilient, those natives. It still was, the population was still devastated by the smallpox, but they still had like a million Mexicans to use, natural Mexicans.
Dude, that's crazy that the smallpox cleared everything out, but then there's some people that didn't get the smallpox.
90% casualty rate in the New World from smallpox. The Aztec Empire, like I said, was 16 million people in 1500. By 1650, only a million regular Aztecs were
that
around.
That 10% must be arrogant.
Just, yeah. Yeah, I did it.
Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. You know what you got to do? You got to eat pig feet.
2-piece pipes a day and pig feet.
And that's and that began the old grandmother.
You got to eat seagull. You got to catch fresh seagull.
Ground seagull.
Ground seagull.
So, wow. Yeah, and that's why it's a little bit culture. I know we're running a little long, but I want
to... When we are on time, Derek.
50 minutes.
We're in 50 minutes?
Great.
Okay.
Cool.
That's good. Dude, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, badass dudes, Cortez right now is number one.
He's incredible, man.
In the conquistador rankings,
mm-hmm.
We got to put Cortez.
Cortez won.
Cortez won. I mean, Columbus gets a two because without Columbus, none of this is possible.
Right.
So in this story time, let's do the top five in this story time.
Okay.
Cortez number one.
Cortez number one.
In this story time. Pizarro, you barely get five, dude. This is just
you lucked
dumb
out.
Part about the cha-cha-cha-coca-guacua guy. Columbus, big ups for just not giving in to that L.
Uh-huh.
You get the number two spot in this. Vespucci, listen, the Germans. Germans get number three.
Because
Germans said, "Schneid that map! That is not India!" Germans, number three, best okay, part about three? This story.
All right.
Number four.
Is it Diovando or is it Ponce de Leon?
A PDL. PDL gets number four. PDL gets number four.
All right.
And I'm not a big fan of de Casas and stuff like that. But that Pope.
Not many people were. Most of Africa's not a big fan of de Casas.
Except the Africans have benefited from this. It's like, we got so many tobacco leaves off this.
Uh-huh. They made a lot of money. And that actually leads to their downfall, which we can talk about some other time.
They benefited, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right,
another that episode.
That is
for sure.
Crazy.
That could be a multi-part series.
Oh, actually. We could do a whole thing on that. Oh, America. Dude, absolutely.
Go on and
maybe
on.
Next February.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta do it. Oh, we should do. Remember when we used to do that Black History Month? We used to have only black guests on our shows.
Yeah.
So
we'll bring in Ken for that one.
We'll bring Ken, Vince Taylor.
There you go.
This militant brothers. Let's bring them in here. Justin Lawson.
Only people who listen to Dead Prez. That's it.
Oh, dude. I used to open with that one in Black History Month. yeah, dude. This was great, Dan. Thank you so much for the time of this, man. And all right, let's start bringing the wheels down. Let's plug every single episode we have. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Is that one thing?
Yeah.
And,
Tune in.
Wherever your podcasts are sold in your local area. Mm-hmm. Go listen to The Devils in the Details. Also download the PFT Media. Do we have a download network?
Like an app, not yet. You know, one day we'll break one out for sure. But one day.
I'm jumping
You are jumping the gun a bit there.
It's PFT. Rolling Rock is fantastic.
It is delicious. People can just go to pftmedia.com for every episode, every show, or also the YouTube channel, PFT. Yep.
We're getting a lot of feedback, Dan.
Good.
A lot of friends. A lot of friends.
A lot of friends.
A lot of friends. Stretching English, our buddy Graham Malone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to do Skype.
Okay.
Because I can't wait to start talking shit about England.
Oh, we can. I mean, British history is a fun topic.
Oh, I want it. Yeah, that would be fantastic because I want to get his take on this.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Cuba episode that we're going to save for when our buddy Jose comes back to town.
Very funny guy.
Right?
Yep.
October comes around. We're going to do the history of horror.
Yes. Nice. Not everything is going to be history and awesome stuff like that. We're just going to do little fun things. In October, we got some episodes planned, and it's going to be nothing but horror.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to learn about we're going to learn about Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy, werewolf, all this, mm-hmm, the classics.
All awesome. The classics. And Tremors.
Tron? and Tremors. That is a classic.
Well, that's why I'm drinking the beer, right?
Ah, of course.
Those Tremors?
That's good. Yeah, just calm them down. Right. Listen to all the shows that we have here on the PFT Media. That would include not only Devils in the Details, but the flagship of this show, Cinema Crespo.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tidbits. Scotch and good conversation.
Poking the bear.
Poking the bear, jumping the fray.
Yeah, those guys are a lot of fun. There's so many shows. Just go to pftmedia.com.
Did we add any other new shows?
The most recent one was Poking the Bear. Put us at 8 shows. And Orlando Opinions is a fun show. It's like local Orlando news.
Hey, Simon Time and your Chris show. What up, bro?
If you guys want to be a guest on that show, I'll make that happen.
I'm waiting for the invite.
All right,
cool.
I'm waiting for the invite.
We'll make it happen down the road. You guys will be a guest. That one's for like actual prizes and stuff, too. So.
Yeah, no, it's actual quiz. Dude, it's a fun. It's honestly. Yeah. When we were driving up from Fort Lauderdale, me and Brianna were listening to that show and just yelling.
Nice.
Like, we got this.
Nice. And the sound's getting better, too. The sound quality on that one, too.
Is it?
Simon's a tough one because he's doing his Simon Time thing. It's very loud. It's like, welcome to the show. And I'm trying to
talk. Is he standing in the corner in this room?
No, he's sitting. But I'm thinking about maybe setting up the stand and having him stand like he's doing the show live, too. That might even.
Give him. I would put him in that corner. In the corner of the Crespo Diesel studio. Give him a stool. Just have him yell it out.
Yeah.
Because honestly, with me, I can't do stand-up if I'm not holding a mic.
You got to be holding the mic, right?
I got to hold the mic. And there's been times that the mic has busted and there's no mic. So then I'm holding a beer or a beer
and
bottle.
And then you talk into the
and
beer.
I'm talking into it. So I do understand.
Okay. We're on the same page here.
So we got that.
So you got the email and also the Twitter.
Okay.
Check out send us emails, any comments, concerns, requests, anything you want us to talk about. Devils in the Details show at gmail.com. Our Twitter is Devils in the Deets.
No. It's right there on the page.
Oh,
right,
is it? You wrote it here.
I wrote it down for you, buddy.
Oh, the Devils Deets.
The Devils
Deets. That's TheDeevilsDeets.
Yes.
Or you can reach me at Rican Gorilla on Twitter, or Dan P. Comedy on Twitter. That cat, are we going to audition for this? You got any fun facts about animals? Might as well. Let's make this a round out
show. Fun facts about animals? I was going to say, are you going to do fun facts about Angel Rivera? You said you were
going to do that. Oh, that's right! That motherfucker! Mark that one.
I got that one.
All right.
What happened?
Let me explain something about Angel Rivera.
Another feud?
When the teacher is away, then the children play. This is what happens when you went away. The show evolved.
Angel Rivera.
Yes.
My...
You're a really good friend.
More like a brother.
Yes.
The best man of my wedding.
Right.
My kids call him Uncle Angel.
Mm-hmm. Fellow tall Puerto Rican.
This son of a bastard has done every single show there is of podcast.
Yes, he has.
In Orlando. He's done Tom and Dan. Cinema Shout Crespo, out to so. Tom and Dan.
Shout out to Tom
and Dan. Cinema Crespo D. So, Scotch and Good Conversation.
What's the Fuss? Another...
yeah, I forgot about plugging them. Yeah. But them dudes also as
They're
well.
They're on the network, yep.
But in the many years that I've been podcasting...
This is true.
From the Fifth Base Show, from El Chupa Podcast...
I was on that one.
From Let's Do 30, which was only like maybe 10 episodes.
But I like that one. It was a good show.
And this now show...
Here, Devil's in Detail.
Never!
Oh.
Never came to my show and done a show or done anything... Remotely, like a shout out, anything like that. So I've unleashed every fun fact that I know about Angel Rivera. So the fun fact for Angel Rivera on this thing, Angel Rivera, he is, I call him the gasoline boots of the fire that is a relationship.
Whoa.
Wait, okay. What?
Man, this is on full blast.
Yes. Yeah. Because he's great giving advice.
Yeah.
But he just can't take good advice.
Oh, I get that.
He doesn't take the advice. So he's it's just horrible. Horrible relationships.
I relate to that, actually.
True story. Fun fact. An ex told him, you lack passion, Angel.
You lack passion.
You lack passion.
That's never good.
So what does our buddy Angel Rivera does?
Smacks her.
No.
Whoa.
He's not. Whoa. He's not that Hispanic. He was actually born in California. Goes to the supermarket.
Right.
Buys a carton of passion fruit.
Oh, God.
And tells her, here's the passion.
That's a good joke.
That's a good joke. I wish I had a better fun fact than that.
That's a good joke, but man, that's the worst thing to do. Yeah.
Snark girl. Ladies love snark. When he challenged a romance, they love it when he come back at them with sarcasm.
Yeah. Let me see another Angel fun
one more.
Fact.
One more. Let's close out with one more Angel Rivera
fun fact. Let's get a good one out here. Let me think about the archives here of Angel Rivera. Oh, Angel's very fun. One time we almost got into a fight with the Michigan K-Wings. If you guys don't know who the Michigan K-Wings are, that used to be a professional hockey team.
Sounds like a hockey team.
That used to play in the same league that the Solo Bears was in.
Okay.
Because when Angel drinks, the fun facts, the fun factor of Angel era exudes. So Angel decided to shake beers and start spraying everybody at the club, including said Michigan K-Wings.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's not only Angel, but it's me, my buddy Alex, who's also another Puerto Rican, 6'2 and above.
Right.
Buddy of ours, Manny, 6'2 and above.
Right.
And Angel does, and this is when you know Angel is severely drunk, Angel does the vulture hand things. That if we're gonna start a confrontation, he'll open up his wingspan to come at me, bro. Before come at me, bro.
Yeah, it's like look at this 7-foot wingspan.
Yeah, it's great. Oh. So little fun facts about Angel Rivera. I don't give a shit about your character until you show up on my show.
Do it. Come on, Angel.
It's over, kid.
Speaking of which, waiting on you, Beyonce.
That's on you, Beyonce. Thank you for listening, everybody. Catch you next time.
Putting up with the rain and putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.